this morning, we're at Choctaw Casino and Resort in Durant, Oklahoma. Came up last night. It's always fun to come up here and do our show.
Got it.
Next to the League Sports Bar. And Gordo, right now, with us on the casino floor, is walking around with a wireless mic. Come in, Gordo.
I am. Do you guys have me?
We do.
Loud and clear.
Excellent. Thank you. I'll talk to this lady here. How you doing, ma'am? You here for an important event?
A meeting.
A meeting of your company?
Yeah, I work here.
Oh, you work here. Oh, really? How long have you been with Choctaw?
3 years.
3 years. Been a rewarding experience?
Yes, sir.
Tell them thank you for their sponsorship.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
No, sponsorship.
Oh, sponsorship. Sorry. Were you also in the military?
No, sir.
What was your first job?
Taco Bell.
Oh, really? Can I call you Teresa?
Sure.
What's your name?
Teresa.
Taco Bell, how long did you work there?
2 years.
2 years, and what
Bean
was your second job?
Bean burrito or burrito supreme?
In a casino.
Really? So you started in casinos in your second job? And
yes.
And then what about your high school boyfriend? You still keep in touch?
No.
College boyfriend, keep in touch?
No.
Oh, really? what was your favorite ex-boyfriend?
I don't have one. That's why they're exes.
What was the worst breakup that you had?
I don't know.
don't care to get into it.
No.
What was the best breakup you had?
High school boyfriend.
Good. How many siblings do you have? Four?
Yes, five.
Five siblings?
Five, yes.
Why'd you have to count in your head like that?
Because they're half siblings. So.
Oh, they're not real?
No.
Okay. All right. Bears or Cowboys?
Cowboys. But Broncos.
Cowboys but Broncos.
Yes.
So, did you live in Denver for a while?
I did.
Did you grow up there?
No, I did not.
Where'd you grow up?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Which part of Tennessee?
Knoxville.
Knoxville.
Yeah. Rocky Top.
Yes. Yeah.
Rocky Top?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
So let me ask you this, and this is an important question.
How many times
have you ever
have you been,
ever
to,
been
New York
to New York
or
Los Angeles?
Zero.
But what was
the real answer?
Zero.
Have you ever talked to Phil Fulmer?
Phil Fulmer.
No.
Thank her for her time.
Right, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless. All right, maybe I can catch this
guy
here.
Sorry, I didn't say Phil Fulmer very clearly.
You didn't, did you?
Sorry.
How you doing, sir? Do you own those shorts?
I'm going to the bathroom. So
oh, you are? You having an accident?
No, you're going to have to wait.
Bad bathroom or good bathroom?
He did not want to talk. Wanted nothing to
do with you.
Wow.
He had it timed out, and he did not have time.
He was turdling.
Here's a nice gambling woman.
This woman here?
Yeah.
How do you identify as a nice gambling woman?
Because she just came from
a slot
machine.
How you doing, ma'am? You going there to the payout? Did you win? Oh, we're with the ticket, the station there?
Yes.
Yes. So what are you up to here today?
Oh, no. Here's a gambling man.
No? All right, thanks for your time.
Say go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys, by the way, ma'am. How you doing, sir? Gordon with the ticket there. We're interviewing people on the sports radio station. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, doing well. Where are you from?
Vietnam. I guess I'm right real quick.
Oh, you're from Vietnam?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Congratulations. Which part of Vietnam?
Saigon.
Saigon?
Yeah.
We just talked to a woman who was from Tennessee.
Thank you.
Okay. Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys? Oh, you like the Cowboys. Good. Good.
How about that Brandon Aubrey?
How about that Brandon Aubrey?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Same here. All right, well, go ahead, sir. Have a good one. Thank you.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Very nice guy, and I'm sure I was very confusing to him.
You had to tell me to talk to a woman from Tennessee.
By the way, your nemesis is still in the bathroom.
Is he really?
Yeah,
stop
bad.
Monitoring the bathroom.
I guess it was the bad bathroom.
Man, yeah. I would not confront him when he comes out of there. He was not happy.
He was a little big guy, too.
A little bit heavier gentleman.
Like big old boy. I wouldn't take him on.
He's probably unloading half a buffet right now.
Oh, go left.
What? I got people wrong. Oh, I see you over here. This couple?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to them. How you doing? You guys together? We're at the sports radio station. Oh, you're holding hands. That's very romantic.
Hey, now.
How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
3 years.
Oh, 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's relatively recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is you guys married?
How do we know this is a radio station?
Oh, we're right over there.
Have them wave at us.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
No, we're not married.
Not married. You plan on getting married?
Yeah.
If she'll have me.
Oh. Have you already asked her?
Well, kind of. Roundabout. I ain't got down on the one knee thing or nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah. A little arthritis.
Yeah. We're talking. Hey, now.
How old are you guys?
I'm 67.
And how old are you, ma'am?
62.
I'm 66, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't make me older than what I am.
That's right. Where do you guys live?
Bocheet, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Both of you from Oklahoma?
Yeah.
How'd y'all meet?
Bocheet?
Y'all meet in high school?
No. This is more... Uh-oh. We need a lot of time.
You're shaking your head. Both of you are shaking your head. Okay, how did you meet?
At work.
Why are you shaking your head about that?
Uh-oh.
You can tell me.
No, I can't. No, if it's on the radio.
No, I'm a trusted confidant.
No, yeah, but it's on the radio.
So were you both married to other people at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Workplace romance developed?
Yeah.
Because you worked in a high-pressure field?
For 40 years.
What?
I lost her for 40 years. Didn't know where she was at.
And oh, that's so sweet.
So now
we... Oh, wait. Did you know each other a long time ago?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
Where'd y'all... Wait, that is your ringtone?
Yeah, that's it. I'm the oldest, remember?
It was flashing and you had a...
Yeah, you got stuff going on when you're my age. You got to hear it and see it.
So what? You guys knew each other how 40 years ago in what capacity?
Work.
Yeah. You worked together back then,
right,
too.
Right.
And then you lost track
now
for 40
years?
We
don't work together, but yeah, I lost track ever she moved off. And...
Well, I'm assuming you don't work together because you were both fired because of the relationship?
No.
And what do you like about him, ma'am?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Generic. Is he good at lovemaking? I'm assuming it was passionate, right? It was an affair, yeah. So...
So 40 years, you think about it like this, 40 years ago, when you find it, if you ever find it, uh-huh. I don't know what it is, but...
I'm assuming you mean the female pleasure zone.
Yeah, it. Whatever
that when
is.
You find it,
yeah.
Whole world unlocks.
That's right.
That's right. All right, yeah. What's your favorite band?
Country Western. I like everybody in Country Western, but my favorite probably would be... George Strait.
And you, ma'am?
Oh, I like Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton? Yeah, what's your favorite song of Dolly?
So does Jerry.
I Always Love You.
Classic. Yeah. I thought that was a Whitney Houston song.
Dolly sang it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dolly said, she said, I sang it and made lots of money. And took it to the bank because I wrote it, and Whitney sang it, and I bought the bank. That's what Dolly said.
That's right. Yeah. Classic quote. Well, all right, you guys are not going to lovemaking right now, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
We're probably going to hit an early dinner. All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, guys.
All right, Gordo. Thank you.
Couple.
Way to go, Gordo.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Way to go.